This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention. Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Here is your host, Jeff Sherman.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. The RNC and MKE. The hashtag to follow on social. Hashtag WTMJ at, the word at, ATRNC. Follow whatever platform you're using. You can see all of our coverage. Organizers have contracted 107 hotels within a 75-mile radius of downtown, as far west as Madison, and all the way north to Kohler. 4,000 dorm rooms at area colleges have been secured for mainly outside law enforcement officers. I walked in from where I parked with several of them this morning. Obviously heightened concern, given Saturday's attempt on the former president's life and the sad incidents in Pennsylvania. $200 million, still the estimated economic impact number being floated, direct, indirect, and induced spending in the Milwaukee area. We'll dive into all of this week in the show. Induced spending, by the way, because I know you're asking, is all the wages paid to the workers as a result of the heightened business activity from the convention, which are then reinvested into the community. There are 400 buses, shuttles, and golf carts here needed to get transportation to guests, not only from venue to venue, but from destinations outside of the security footprint. The nonprofit, nonpartisan MKE 2024 host committee has said that it has raised more than $85 million, a figure well over its $68 million expectation. Exact details of the host committee's fundraising and expenditures will be released after the event. Today, we are here on The Upswing to shine a light on the impact, the opportunities, and some of the challenges at the RNC here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee. This is The Upswing. Every day, we're joined by Josh Albrecht, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at Visit Milwaukee. Visit Milwaukee's members from across the area are involved and invested in the area, and obviously in this event. And of course, Visit is working hard to leverage the RNC into new ongoing opportunities for additional convention business, new meeting business, and to spur tourism for the years to come. With media from across the globe here in our hometown, Visit Milwaukee is also charged with maximizing the impact of the stories. Speaking of, Josh, I heard we expected 15,000 media members, but that number has increased, right?
Yeah, and not just increased, but it definitely has doubled. The expectation is 30,000 credentialed media in our city over the course of this week, many of which I've been having the opportunity to talk to the last few days. They've been in town since last week. That's a huge number, 30,000 credentialed media.
Wow. All right. Later in the show, we're going to talk to Lakefront Brewery. We're
going
to talk to Delta Defense and the Wisconsin anti-violence effort. A lot of policy meetings, a lot of conversations happening with business owners across the area. That's what we do, conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community. Josh, just general impressions, other than obviously going from 15,000 to 30,000 media members, what else are you hearing on the streets today?
Well, on the streets today, obviously, traffic downtown is the topic of du jour. Yeah, so, you know, certainly the security lines, we were expecting that. If you are driving into the security zone, we definitely encourage you to take extra time or find alternate routes. Obviously, whether it's the hop or public transportation systems with our public buses, maybe just walking in using rideshare apps. That's highly recommended right now. It's just going to be so much easier for you and those you're with. But other than that, you know, the atmosphere on the ground is it's very jovial. People are happy. They're talking. Everybody just seems in a great mood and sort of that anticipatory feeling of the week. And locals that I talk to are just so excited. You know, just seeing the amount of people downtown. You see the tourists everywhere, right? They're taking photos of buildings, you know, everywhere you look. They're really enjoying the city, and that sort of is just going to just build over the week with that anticipation into full-blown jubilation.
Yeah. How was your process getting in from the North Shore this morning to downtown?
I came down Lake Drive, and I was like, this is the fastest Lake Drive I've ever experienced in my life. Beautiful, cruised right in, and even Michigan, turned onto Michigan, and it was pretty smooth sailing until you got about to the Green Exchange, and then it was a dead stop there with the security perimeter. So if you're moving around, I mean, honestly, and I said this even going up to the event, you know, if you're moving around the city like normal and you're not in the downtown core, it's probably pretty easy to get around still, pretty much like normal. It's really only that security perimeter area that really changes things.
All right, very good. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about what your member businesses are expecting this week. I think there's kind of a nervous excitement, but there's a really good energy. Then we're going to kind of dive into how Visit Milwaukee is going to maximize and leverage the media exposure, all the eyeballs on Milwaukee this week at the RNC. This is The Upswing, live from the RNC. One of the biggest staples of the summer is back. It's Cream Puffapalooza. This is the best way to get your cream puff fix ahead of the Wisconsin State Fair. And you don't even have to wait until the end of the month. Register now for your free 4-pack of cream puffs right now on WTMJ.com or text cream puff to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Get there fast, because once we hit our limit, we're done. So make sure you get registered. It's Cream Puffapalooza, which happens only here on WTMJ. The RNC, NMKE, here we are. Josh, how are you? You had a lot of media check-in over the weekend. How is Visit Milwaukee working specifically with the media members? I'm guessing they got a lot of questions about the city, right?
Oh, yeah, lots of questions. Very eager to learn about the city, explore our museums. Over the weekend, some of the top things being asked about were the Harley-Davidson Museum, the Art Museum, and, of course, our breweries. Everybody wanted to know where the closest brewery was. So they're definitely interested. And taking advantage of the media being here is such an important thing for us in the city. It's how we're going to get so much coverage throughout the world about the beautiful aspects of the city and of the states.
Yeah.
And because some of these media that I talked to, they're staying in the suburbs as well. Some of them were staying as far away that I talked to yesterday in Lake Geneva. So they're getting to see some of the state as well as the city, and that's really a great way to highlight all the cool things we have to go. And then they're going to talk about the RNC this week, but later they're going to talk about, hey, you should go to Milwaukee.
Yeah. And how does that process work in terms of getting out the story ideas and making the connections? Give us kind of some insight and some insider baseball into that.
Yeah, you know, we've actually been working on it since the RNC was announced coming. So it's been a multi-year process where we're doing proactive media pitching to those outlets leading up to this. We've seen them at conferences throughout the year. And then, of course, we've got our media lists that we'll be doing follow-up with. We prepared a full online database of new stories, places to go, information about the convention, information, just general information about the growth of the city. And so we've worked with not just the local host committee of the RNC, we're working with City of Milwaukee, all of our community partners, in creating these media packets that tell the full story of the city, not just about the convention this week. And so it's that pitching. And what we've seen, and you guys, I know you've covered it several times last few weeks, things like top five beach towns in the world, right?
Yeah.
We had that story. We had one of the most beautiful skylines story recently come out. These stories are happening in part because of the RNC, because we've been pushing more of our storylines and our benefits to the media over the last 2 years. We're more top of mind, and when you're top of mind, you get on these amazing lists.
Yeah. Well, and what do you hope to kind of learn from some of the past convention cities? I'm sure you've talked to, like, in 2008, St. Paul, 2012, Tampa, 2016 Cleveland, and then most recently Charlotte. How do you work with kind of your member cities to leverage ideas?
Yeah, you know, Cleveland specifically has been an amazing resource for us. They've been extremely helpful. Their comms team, their whole senior leadership team, they've been great at sort of lining up things that they learned and lessons they learned around the way. I mean, the biggest thing, and you mentioned it earlier, is this is not just about right now, it's about the future. And Cleveland specifically, has gotten the NBA All-Star Game. They've gotten many other big, high-profile events because the RNC was hosted. And so we're sort of doing that same playbook right now. We're going to take the momentum, apply it to all of our convention and sports tournament recruitment, and we expect to see big events now moving forward in the city.
All right. Some of the big events are happening at places all around town. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Rush Klisch, who is the president of Lakefront Brewery. Some big events happening on Commerce Street. Josh and I will talk to Russ coming back from the break. This is The Upswing live at the RNC. Welcome back to The Upswing live at the RNC here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, the heart of the state of Wisconsin. Joined today by Josh Albrecht, who is the chief marketing officer, at Visit Milwaukee. On the phone on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Rush Klisch, who is the president of Lakefront Brewery. Russ, how are you this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
Yeah, sure. No problem. So Lakefront Brewery, right on Commerce Street, pretty easy to get to from where we're at. You're open, as usual today, from 11 to 9 p.m. and on Friday. But you're going to be closed Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for private RNC events, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we have five different events happening those 3 days.
Okay, so just kind of talk us through the process, Russ, in terms of the last several months and how you've been working with different groups to get your space ready to welcome people from across the world.
Yeah, well, it basically started back in December when the RNC Events Committee started bringing through different state delegations and other delegations that came here. They took a look at the space. They probably had about 15 site tours. And five chose us to be their place.
All right. Well, can you give us some insight as to the groups you're hosting?
Well, RNC published Washington State. I'd rather not say the other ones for security reasons and the times. But just let you know that I guess to me the important thing is that, you know, they are coming here. They're spending some money. We're going to have a good week because of this. And so, you know, we're looking forward to hosting them. You know, we went and had, once we got them signed up, you know, we went and discussed what food, you know, we're going to have here, how the party's going to be. And so we're all set.
All right. So as one of the first and foremost leaders in the craft beer scene in greater Milwaukee, what do you hope that the delegations kind of take away from their experience here in Milwaukee? What do you want to teach them about beer, Russ?
Well, to me, this convention is going to give us the opportunity to show off our town and to the U.S. and to the world from the press and everybody else that's been here. You know, Milwaukee's seriously been building our infrastructure for over 30 years. I mean, if you can, I probably have a list of 20 or 15 things you can go by. You know, and say that we've done to improve it. And we're really taking our hospitality seriously in this town and want to try to make it kind of like the Nashville of the North here. And when you have this convention come in, this is going to give us the opportunity to show what we've all done.
All right. So how have the expansion efforts over at your place taken part? I mean, it looks beautiful right off of Commerce Street there. Talk about kind of the state of the business at Lakefront for us.
Yeah, our hospitality business is doing nice. We did last year expand the Riverwalk with an outside viewing deck along with real bathrooms and our beer hut, a little beer garden. So it all looks, you know, great out there right now, and I'm sure that was one of the things that the state delegations were looking at when they came here. So to me, you know, this is just the start with the RNC, but I'm hoping with the great Baird Center that we have right now, it's a world-class facility. We'll be getting a lot more other conventions coming in here, and this will be the start of some great things to come.
Josh Albrecht from Visit Milwaukee joins us, Russ. And Josh, you said you had a lot of media members asking specifically, where are the local breweries?
Yes, definitely. From all over the world, I had a group of guys from Australia asking, where do I go? Which breweries? It's definitely a highlight for the city, and it's always a calling card for us throughout the year.
Yeah. So, Russ, what in terms of menu items, what are people specifically asking for?
It was interesting. We had the Milwaukee plate that we had, and it's beer brats, cheese curds, kielbasa and kraut, pretzels, mac and cheese, and also Kringle for dessert. So they're getting a good local sample of what's all coming here.
Oh, that's perfect. That is right on point for sure. And in terms of staffing, how have you had to staff up, and have you needed to kind of call in additional resources?
Our staff should be able to handle it. We basically had it blocked off. We didn't want anybody taking vacations this week for the RNC. So we should be able to handle it. We're not bringing anybody else in new. So we have a good staff here. And hopefully, everything will run smooth. And we're looking forward to the events.
All right. Very good. Russ Klisch is the president of Lakefront Brewery. Russ, have a wonderful RNC week. And all the best in all of your events, and we'll see you there soon.
Sure. Thank you. Yep. Hope to see you. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Russ. Welcome back to the Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC. Katie Pointer Bainey is the Managing Director of Government Affairs for Delta Defense, joins us today. Katie, thanks for taking time out of your day. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Delta is headquartered in beautiful West Bend, Wisconsin. They've partnered with the nonpartisan MKE 2024 Host Committee on a major sponsorship agreement for the RNC. Delta Defense is also one of America's fastest-growing companies, named by Inc. magazine in 2023. 650 employees in West Bend last year, named a top 100 most loved workplace. So kudos on that. Katie, from a workplace Wisconsin lens, just talk about kind of what contributes to the organizational culture at Delta.
Yeah. Delta Defense is really excited to be here on the ground at RNC Convention this week. We felt it was important as a major employer in the area, as part of the broader Milwaukee business community. We felt it was really important to be here, to be on the ground this week, hopefully chatting with folks about situational awareness, personal responsibility, keeping folks safe. I have worked at Delta now, it'll be 3 years in August, and it is an incredibly unique place to work. I would think, it's one of the differentiators is how we really walk the talk. We have values, core values that are posted on our headquarters, mm-hmm. all throughout our building. We live by them. We breathe by them. We're also all engaged in a greater mission, which is to save lives. And that really, I think, is uniting for our employee base. We have incredible leadership in our co-founders and co-owners, Tim and Tawny Schmidt, and Mike Lowney, our president. And so it's really a special place to work.
Yeah, great. So as I've talked to kind of local businesses, restaurants, business owners around the downtown area, obviously there's some increased concerns about concealed carry and the presence of guns with a convention. You know, just how do you address those concerns to kind of your local community?
I would say that the data is very clear. In fact, show us that more responsibly armed Americans, more concealed carry permit holders in an area, in a community, actually makes the community safer. And that is, at the end of the day, criminals, by definition, don't follow the law. So whether or not you have gun control laws in place or not, that really is irrelevant, because if you have someone with evil intentions looking to do harm, they will do so, irrespective of the gun laws put in place. So I would encourage business owners in the area to embrace it and say, listen, if there are more concealed carry holders in the area, we obviously are in a hard security perimeter right now where there are no firearms or, even canned goods or anything is really allowed through the perimeter. Outside is a different story. But at the end of the day, the USCCA is all about personal responsibility and equipping everyday gun owners to be their own first responder, to protect themselves, to protect their families. That's not anything to be afraid of if you're a business owner in downtown Milwaukee.
All right, very good. Katie Pointer-Bainey is the Managing Director of Government Affairs at Delta Defense. We're going to go to break, and we'll come back with more. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC, joined by Katie Pointer-Bainey. She is the Managing Director of Government Affairs at Delta Defense. Katie, in terms of your sponsorship here at the RNC, what are you hoping to accomplish with the presence here this week?
Delta Defense is the service provider for the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. We are going to have our trainers and staff on site here throughout convention week hosting safety information stations. And really our goal here, Jeff, is to have conversations with attendees, with media, with the delegates about situational awareness, that personal safety ultimately starts with you, that the government is not going to protect you, and that you want to be an asset here for law enforcement on the ground. And so that really starts with being situationally aware. So we hope to kind of chat with folks on the ground, provide top tips and tools when they're traveling to and from their hotel, when they're getting out of cars and Ubers, when they're going to dinner, about really just equipping them on how they can be their own first responder and what to be aware of and look for.
Yeah. And then, so from the response from local business owners that say, hey, we need stricter gun control measures, what's your answer to that question?
Yeah, I would caution them that that's not the answer. That is a fallacy and a trap to think that you're going to be safer if you put a law on the books. Criminals, by definition, do not follow the law, and they are going to carry out evil acts whether or not there are gun control laws on the books. And we have seen this time and time again, whether it's in states or cities, the data is very clear. Some of the most highest rates of violent crime are in urban areas. Take Chicago, for instance. Illinois has some of the strictest gun control laws on the books. It does not prevent violent crime from happening. If we want to have an honest conversation about violent crime, then we need to broaden the spectrum. We need to talk about the root illnesses of violent crime. That's with a firearm or not. We need to talk about poverty and education and homelessness. I mean, it is a broad spectrum of issues that are impacting violence. And ultimately, it's not just the tool. It's not just the firearm. That's really the easy button, I think, that trips people into thinking that they're safe.
So what are some of the initiatives and collaborations between your company and law enforcement that promote more responsible gun ownership?
We work with sheriffs and police associations from all over the country. The USCCA has our members all over the country. We are 850,000 strong. We have over 10,000 certified instructors all across the country that are teaching home defense fundamentals and defensive pistol shooting and just, again, how to be safe. So we have great partnerships all across the country with law enforcement at city, local, and county, as well as state levels. I think a lot of sheriffs, police officers recognize that we need more good guys out there. These are allies for law enforcement. We employ many veterans. We employ many former law enforcement. Mm-hmm. They are our, you know, instructors and trainers, really have that hands-on experience.
All right. And you're staying where today? From West Bend, you're right at the Hilton, right?
I'm staying at the Hilton, but our staff will be all around downtown at Convention Fest, again, at those safety information stations, hoping to chat with folks about situational awareness.
Very good. And where do you hope to get around greater downtown for the rest of the week?
I'm excited to go down into the Third Ward. I'm going to have some great dinners. I'll be over at the Pfister, Colectivo Coffee. I'm definitely going to hit up in the Third Ward.
Right.
It's always great to be in downtown Milwaukee.
Very good. All right. Katie Pointer-Bainey is the Managing Director for Government Affairs at Delta Defense. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me.
Sure. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to The Upswing, live at the RNC, presented by Horicon Bank. That's The Upswing. Today, we're here to shine a light on the impact, the opportunities, some of the challenges that the RNC brings to Wisconsin and Milwaukee. That's what we do on this show, conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community. As I've, the last several days, gone around greater downtown Milwaukee, talked to business owners, talked to people preparing for the convention, there's a lot of anticipation for sure. I think there's some nervous anticipation, and obviously after Saturday's events in Pennsylvania, I think there is, you know, just a feeling of, whoa, there's more concealed carry in greater downtown. What could that mean? So I appreciate Delta Defense joining us and talking about that issue. And next, Nick Matuszewski is the Director of Policy and Program for the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, which advocates for gun violence prevention. Nick, thanks for taking time to join the Upswing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So what does WAVE's approach to kind of a obviously a politically sensitive topic of gun violence, mm-hmm. what way are you hoping to engage with a bunch of diverse stakeholders? I know you were out and about in communities all weekend.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So WAVE is a nonpartisan organization. You know, we're trying to work with folks across both sides of the aisle. Our approach is really to educate the public and to educate policymakers on why it is so important and necessary that we have policies in place that reduce gun violence. This is an issue that kills over 700 Wisconsinites every year. And we know that it impacts far more than that, whether it's people that are injured by gun violence or families that lose loved ones. So, we like to host events, speak with people in their communities, meet people where they're at, and just talk about how this is an issue that we do know the solutions to. We just have to have folks in office with the political courage and will to get these policies passed.
And what were you hearing from voters and people that you were talking to this weekend?
You know, even before Saturday, long before Saturday, we've heard a lot of concern from folks across the city and really even across the state about, you know, the impact that having the RNC here could have on the city. We all know that this country is in a very heated moment, and there's the potential for political violence. And everyone's worried about the fact that there are guns allowed in the security perimeter around the RNC. That concern has increased tenfold since Saturday. We're in a really precarious situation here in this country, and guns are making this a lot more dangerous, and not, you know, it's not helping democracy, it's harming democracy.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of like a true middle ground solution to fair and safe gun laws, what is your organization advocating for?
Sure. I mean, we are pushing for a number of policies that are supported by 80%, 90% of Americans across the board. I mean, one that is supported by over 90% of Americans, a large percentage of Republicans, a large percentage of Democrats, is universal background checks. This would ensure that every gun sale that occurs in the state of Wisconsin is required to go through a background check. It would get rid of any loopholes that currently exist that require or that mean that, you know, if you go to a gun show, for instance, or you buy your firearm off the internet or you get it from a friend, that you can forego a background check. We want to ensure that all of those sales include background checks. You know, another policy we're pushing for is an extreme risk law, which is also known as red flag laws. This would ensure that if someone is a threat to themselves or others, their family, or maybe law enforcement or someone else in a position of authority could go to a civil court and start a procedure to ask that person's firearms be temporarily removed. This wouldn't be a criminal charge. It's not something that would go on their personal record. It's just for their own safety and for the safety of others. That's a policy that's been shown to greatly reduce suicide, which is the number one cause of gun-related deaths is through suicide.
Yeah, and as you stated, according to a 2022 Marquette Law School poll, 8 out of every 10 Wisconsinites support the creation of universal background checks and red flag mm-hmm. laws. So what do you hope kind of comes out of the RNC in terms of policy, and what can your group and other groups do to find kind of, quote, middle ground in the discussion?
The unfortunate thing is that the Republican Party has for a while now refused to take any positive steps on this issue. We're going to continue to work across the aisle, as I mentioned. We're going to continue to meet with members of the Wisconsin RNC. We're going to try to demonstrate that this has broad political support. But if you look at the Republican Party's platform, there's really no mention of firearms in there. And most campaigners have been campaigning around the idea of ensuring that there won't be any firearm policies passed, you know, at least not anything that is helpful. The Republican Party in Wisconsin just this year has pushed for allowing teachers to be armed in schools, allowing for prohibitions on fire, basically any common sense prohibition on firearms to be removed. You know, they're not working in a direction that would save Wisconsinites. They're working in a direction that's going to, they think, garner them some votes, and that's really all that they seem to be concerned about in large part.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nick, for joining us today, the Director of Policy and Program at the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort. Appreciate your time, Nick, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you, too.
All right. The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC. We'll be back tomorrow. More business owners, more analysis, and more breaking news, even, coming from all the people we're talking to in and around downtown Milwaukee. I'm Jeff Sherman.